In this video, I'm going to be sharing some of the biggest stuff that I don't normally share. Because here's the thing, most property deals that are really banging and lucrative, a lot of them are off market. They're not on Rightmove. So if you're a property investor, all you do is you just go on Rightmove, you go to estate agents' windows. Listen, that's great. I've bought a lot of houses from estate agents, but I'm going to be revealing the secrets in this video about how to buy properties off market. If you're struggling to find deals and you're on Rightmove and you're thinking there's nothing that seems to stack up, maybe you need to look elsewhere. So I'm going to share with you the five ways that I've personally used to buy a lot of off-market lucrative deals. If you're going to watch this video till the end, I want you to go do it. I want you to watch this video, go implement it, and then send me a message on Instagram and let me know what happened. And I can't wait to hear of your success stories. So here are the five ways. Stay tuned. Number one, post-auction deals. As a property investment developer, there's nothing that will make your deals stack quite like having someone that's very motivated to sell. A motivated seller is someone who needs to sell fast. They need the cash, or they've struggled to sell their property in the past. So therefore, clearly, they're going to be much more open to negotiations. And auctions are generally a great place to find these motivated sellers, because for the most part, auction properties are properties that haven't sold on the market, or the owner needs to get rid of it quick. And there's loads of online auctions. Reputable ones like Savills, I Am Sold, Allsop. So buying from auctions is fine if you know what you're doing. But I'm going to go one step further. What happens when a property fails to sell at auction? Well, it will likely go up again. However, this time it will have a black mark on it, informing future bidders that it failed to sell at auction in the past. To say the owner of a property that failed to sell at auction is motivated would be an understatement. If their property doesn't sell at auction, they're often devastated and they'll put it on again at a reduced price, and now it's like it has to sell. And I've negotiated banger deals by going to property owners after a house fails to sell at auction. Number two, are you looking for properties on Gumtree, Facebook, OpenRent? A smart way to find motivated sellers without going through estate agents is by going straight to the platforms where sellers list it directly. You've got to be pretty motivated to sell your house if you put it on Gumtree. And what makes this powerful is that you can often get direct access to the seller, and you're skipping out the middleman completely. And it gives you a chance to build a real relationship. They might have lots of properties. They might be a portfolio landlord, which is key when you're looking for flexibility and fast decisions or trying to get below market value deals. But it doesn't stop there. There's more tools that you should know about. On the Market is another site listing. And what I do is I'll go on Gumtree and I'll just search in my area, Birmingham, within 20 miles, who cares? And I'll look at all the properties from oldest listed. And if you can see properties that have been listed a year, 2 years, they've been trying to sell it and it's not sold, it's clearly overpriced, there's something wrong with it, there's a problem, I'll just ring up the owner and say, hey, what's going on? I'm interested in your property, but it's been on for 2 years. What's happening? What's your story? Find their pain point. It might be that they want a lot of money for it and they can't get it because it's in negative equity. So fine, maybe you could offer them a purchase lease option agreement. You can be creative, but don't stop there. There's loads of more tools that you need to just be pushing. Like you're going to war now. You want to be going on the Market. That's another listing site with off-market opportunities if you know how to dig. Propertyfilter.co.uk. It's a paid service that sends you motivated seller leads every day. It's great for staying consistent with your pipeline. In order to be a smart investor, you need to remember that you need to be dealing with motivated sellers and not be a motivated buyer. You need to fill your pipeline so you've not got, oh, I'm working on one landlord. Oh, I'm working on someone. Working on someone. You need to be dealing with 20 people at a time. And then that way you're putting the offers in. If everyone said yes, you'd be screwed. You haven't got enough money. Then you need to start packaging and selling deals because you've got too many motivated sellers. So if you fill your pipeline with off-market opportunities and you're on Rightmove and you're speaking to agents, you're just going to be flooded with deals and opportunities. Now, yeah, there's other investors out there using these strategies too, like Property Filter. So it can be a bit competitive, but stick with it because you will find the gems. And in the next tip, I'll show you how to cut through the noise and actually get in front of people before anybody else does. And that brings me to one of the most underrated tools out there, and that's Facebook. Honestly, if you're trying to find off-market property deals, Facebook is pure gold. Find local community groups, join the conversation, introduce yourself as a property investor. No hard sell, no spammy things in the groups. Just say what you're looking for. And the best part is, it's free. It builds connections that advertising just can't. Next, ready for some more hacks? I'm going to give you a right move hack. Most people don't even realize this, but in 2024, last year, 28.8% of all property sales in the UK fell through. That's nearly one in every three properties that were marked as under offer or sold subject to contract that actually never completed. Think about that. These are deals that were agreed, but for whatever reason, mortgage issues, chain problems, buyer's remorse, they collapsed. And when that happens, the seller is often so motivated more than ever to get the deal done quickly the second time around. So here's what you do. When you're searching on Rightmove, make sure you tick the box to include properties that are under offer or sold subject to contract. These properties are off the radar for the average buyer, but a solid chunk of them, namely one in about three, will come back on the market soon. And when they do, the seller's usually frustrated, time sensitive, and much more open and flexible to terms. And by keeping an eye on these listings, you'll position yourself to just swoop in, ready to offer the moment the sale falls apart. That happened recently, because I'll do this. I'll just call properties where it says it's sold and say, hey, I'm ringing about this property. And they'll go, oh, it's sold subject to contract. And I'll go, oh, okay. How long has it been going on? What's happening with it? Is it? Yeah, it's been going on a few months. We're pretty close to exchange. And I'll say, listen, if it does fall through, could you give me a call? Yeah, no worries. Yeah, what's your number? Fine. I do that regularly. And do you know how often people will call me? Estate agents. They'll say, one in three! One in three! They'll call you and say, oh, you called me a few weeks ago. Look, the property's... it's actually fallen through. It did sell. And they'll tell you often the price as well. It did sell for 160. So I don't know if you'd be able to look at it. And I'll go, I'll complete cash within 14 days, but not for 160. It's going to have to be 130. But what do they want to do? Now they've got a choice. Now they can either put it back on the market, get viewings, go through the rigmarole, and hope to sell it for 160 again. I think they'll sell it to me for 130 like that. And I'll complete quickly. By the way, if you're enjoying this video so far, please do me a favor, hit the like button. And I know you might not want to share this with your friends because you might think they're going to become your competitors, but I believe in collaboration. Maybe they'll find deals, but they'll want to partner with you. So share this video as well. Like it, but share this video with all your friends and family. All right, thank you for that. I assume you did it. Did you share it? Did you like the video? All right, you didn't, did you? It's okay. Next hack. Number four. Distressed properties online. One of my go-to websites for finding motivated sellers is, write this down, ukdistressedproperty.co.uk. This site is designed specifically for investors and lists properties where the seller is under pressure. Financial stress, repossession, probate, or sometimes just needing a quick sale to free up cash. These aren't your typical homeowners testing the market with a dream price. These are people that need out now. And that is urgency that creates what? Opportunity. A lot of sellers, they're not thinking about what price can I get. They're thinking about not the highest price, but the strength of the offer that puts you in a strong negotiating position. Another site I like is propertyrenovate.co.uk. And at first glance, it looks like it's just for people who love a project, but dig deeper and you'll find loads of properties where the owners have bitten off more than they can chew. Maybe they started a renovation and ran out of funds. Either way, these sellers are often looking to offload quickly. That gives you leverage. And a lot of these properties, they won't qualify for a mortgage in their current condition, which means, again, fewer buyers, less competition. By the way, I've done a whole separate video. I'm going to give you 0.5 in a minute, how to find off-market deals. But I've done a whole separate video on how to buy 10 houses with just £50,000. And even if you don't have the £50,000, how to get the £50,000, I'd highly, highly recommend you watch that video in line with this video. So I'm going to leave a link in the description as well to that particular video. But let's talk about point five. Let's talk about one of the most powerful and honestly underrated ways to find motivated sellers. And that is what? Networking. Stick around because I've got a special hack that most people do not take advantage of. Now, I know networking might sound old school or even a bit awkward for some. I'm an introvert. But trust me, nothing beats, even if you're shy and introverted, nothing beats face to face, where you can look at people in the whites of the eyes. That's where real business is done. There's something about showing up, shaking hands, having a real conversation that builds trust in a way that no message or email or video ever could. There's loads of property-specific UK networking events all over the country. And sometimes just one good connection from one of these events can unlock the whole string of opportunities. Here's the thing, you don't only need to go to property events. When I was 17, I started going to general business networking events. I introduced myself and said, I'm looking to buy properties from motivated sellers, and asked if they knew anyone who was looking to sell their house and wanted a quick sale. And that's it. No pitch, no sales script, just conversation. And you know what happened? These business people started actively looking out for deals for me, because that's what business people do. You pass them business, they pass you business, you help each other out. You gotta get around these people. You gotta get in these circles. Some people say, oh, but I don't want to because I have to invest a bit of money to go to these. Okay, yeah. Get over it, because that's what business people do. They invest in themselves. If you're not getting uncomfortable, you're not growing. And if you're not growing, your bank account ain't growing. So embrace that uncomfortability. Go to events, show up constantly. The people who win in this game are the ones that take action. Next little hack, as I promised a moment ago, this is a beautiful one, this is. You gotta do this, tell me how it goes. So go into Companies House. Companies House is where all the registered companies in the UK are based, on Companies House. And you can go into Advanced Company Search. Now you can choose the type of company you're looking for. So you can start by selecting the SIC code 68100, which is companies that are property companies. But then you can tick to look at all the companies that have been liquidated. Now, if the company's been liquidated, that means that they're going to be needing to sell off all their assets to try and pay the liquidators. So now you're looking at all these property companies that have just been forced into liquidation, that are broke, that need to sell off all their assets, and write to them and say, hey, I want to buy some of your assets. What properties have you got? There's no reason that you shouldn't be flooded with deals and opportunities. Now, if you found this video helpful, make sure you press the like button, make sure you share it, but here's what I want to say to you. I want to invite you to come to an event, to get out your comfort zone, and to come and spend a day with me. Now, it's not a networking event per se, but you will probably end up networking like crazy by mistake. It's a training program where I'm going to be teaching you how to not just find these properties, how to package them, how to sell them, how to control them. If you want to spend a full day with me, with hundreds of other property investors or interested property investors, guess how much the tickets are? They're £1. If you've never been, come and meet me in person, meet the team, let us meet you in person, and I'm going to leave a link in the description. Now, tickets always sell out fast, so I'm running a tour coming up next month. Click a link in the description, get booked on. Watch more of my YouTube videos. Immerse yourself in them so that when you come, you've already got a decent knowledge, and let's just start doing business. Let's start making money together. Can't wait to get to know you in person. Link in bio. Thanks so much.